Hi, I'm Hollis Walker, opinion page editor at the Durango Herald, and this is Focus 2021, a collaboration with KSUT Public Radio. Fishing, ranching, swimming, hunting, kayaking, rafting, climbing, farming, skiing, hiking, biking, snowshoeing, mining, camping, bird watching, all of these activities and more use the air, water, and land owned by the people of southwestern Colorado. These common grounds are one of the four topics we're addressing this year on the editorial pages of the Herald and here on KSUT Public Radio. The complex management of the resources we depend upon for our very lives and upon which generations to come will depend is complicated further by the threat of climate change. That's evidenced here in southwestern Colorado by the current drought, changing weather patterns, and biodiversity loss. The problems can seem intractable. The political barriers to progress, insurmountable. And so we pause. It's the only sensible thing to do. And that's what the Biden administration has done with its executive orders on climate change. In particular, putting a short-term hold on letting future leases of federal land to extractive industries, so the newly formed Interior Department can review and assess impacts. You would think the sky is falling by the way oil and gas industry representatives have responded, but it's not, and they know it. First of all, this is a 60-day pause, and even if it is extended, this order has no effect on existing leases. Producers can keep right on producing from their active wells and even start producing on unused leases they already own. Some producers have enough unused leases to keep them going with new projects for years. And of the 2.5 million acres of federal land already leased at the end of 2019, 1 million acres weren't even in production. In other words, it's going to be a while before the industry runs out of drilling options. Industry spokespeople have warned that Western states will lose billions of dollars in revenues and jobs if the timeout lasts very long. It's true, of course, that the oil and gas industry makes considerable contributions to Colorado and to other Western states' economies. But most of that money doesn't come from new leases. And leases of federal land go for as little as $1.50 an acre for 10 years. If that sounds like a pretty good deal, consider that federal royalties on production are 12.5%. That's the same amount at which they were set in 1920, 100 years ago. Imagine you could buy a pound of bacon for 52 cents or pay $60 a month in rent. That's what those things cost in 1920. What the industry is really worried about is paying higher prices for the resources they extract from public land in the future. They're concerned that the government might actually start charging them 21st century rates. Some of them are also worried that they may no longer be able to walk away from used up drilling sites, leaving behind orphaned wells that taxpayers have to cough up money to clean up. Oil, gas, and coal extraction on federal lands creates nearly a quarter of the nation's annual carbon emissions. That's a significant contribution to our climate crisis. So taking a break to review federal policies regulating extraction on public land is prudent and overdue. Altering existing policies to benefit the planet and the taxpayers should be the aim. Raising lease rates and royalties for federal lands and increasing bonding to pay for cleanup of orphaned wells could reduce the production of fossil fuels on public lands and at the same time increase revenues. Yes, these changes will impact the energy sector, but the energy sector can be among those who have a say in how the transition from fossil fuel dependency to more renewable energy resources rolls out. They can choose to benefit from it instead of fighting it. The sky is not falling, but our way of life is endangered by climate change. Let's find a way to work together on this problem. If you're interested in talking about these topics, join me and other Durangoans for a Zoom meeting at noon on the last Friday of each month. Just send me an email at hwalker@durangoherald.com and I'll send you the Zoom link. Thanks for listening to Focus 2021.